Oh, we just lost her.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Tzidkas Tzadik Os Gimel. Let's read through one time, and then we'll try to say good. Ikra Kriya Shema Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim V'Ol Toru Mitzvos. The essence of Kriya Shema is Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, and be makabel upon oneself the old Toru Mitzvos, like it says in the Gemara in Brachos. Yitzarech Bayom V'Laila. Person needs to be makabel upon himself this old twice by day and night. V'Lo Baboker V'Erev. When we talk about day and night, we're not talking about day and night from the perspective of time, but from the perspective of man. Right, the Torah defines it as meaning when man is going through a change in his day, the changing of avoda of man, and not just the change in the time, because if it was just rooted in time, if it was just about the change in the universe, and it didn't affect me as an individual, that I myself am not changing, so then it would be enough to mekabel olmach shemayim one time a day, and that would be enough. Say shema once, and that would cover you for the day. Rather, we say it twice because man is going through a fundamental change. Because in the morning a person gets up and he's osik in his malacha, and he needs to makabel olmach shemayim to make sure that everything he's going to do during that day is l'shem shemayim. Alright, I'm changing my mahalach here. Let's start from the beginning again. Sometimes you have to admit your mistakes. Let's start again. Ikra Kriya Shema Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. Moshe Wolfson says that the word Shema stands for what? Drasha Kevos O Malchus Shemayim. Right, the whole essence of Shema, of Shema, what we're doing during a Kriya Shema, is being makabel in all upon ourselves. So just to connect to what we spoke about last time we spoke about Brachos the Rosh Tzadik, and we said that the Tzadik was Yosef HaTzadik. So I think this is a fitting hemshich to where we left off. Why is that? So we know that Yosef is compared to a shur, and a shur is associated with an ol. We have in the Haftorah that we may read this Shabbos, it says, well, Yad Ashur Koneu, that Ashur knows its master, the Chamor Avus Baalav, and the Chamor knows its feeding trough. Right? But the Ashur knows its master. And that's what we spoke about last time. We spoke about the concept of what? The concept of Das Elokei Avichav Avdei. You have to know who you're serving. We had a few varlach from the Divrei Yecheskel about the importance of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you can serve Him. But it's a nice hemshech that Yosef, who's the tzaddik from the previous piece being about what? About knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you can serve Him. So now we come to the concept of an ol, and it's also sort of about Yosef HaTzaddik. Because Yosef HaTzaddik is the shore, and the shore is the one who carries the ol. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Hei, Tanu de Be'alayo, La'olam Yasim Adam Atzma Al-Divrei Torah Kishur La'ol U'Kachamor La'Masoy. We see that the whole concept of Torah, our commitment to Torah, is that we carry the Torah like a shur carries its ol. I mean, we always see the shur associated with the concept of an ol. And it ties in to Yosef HaTzadik a lot. There's a lot to say about it. Rabbi Eitan Feiner, for those of you who know who that is, has a very long essay that would be helpful for us, which I unfortunately couldn't get online to see today. But essentially, if you understand that Yosef HaTzadik, this is a big klal in Tzvas Emes, Yosef HaTzadik is the bridge between the Avos and the Shvatim. He's above, he's slightly below the Avos, but he's above, and he's kolel all the Shvatim. Just to give you one nekuda from the Tzvas Emes. Tzvas Emes says, for example, you find that at the end of Sefer Bereishis, it tells us that Yosef dies. And then at the beginning of Shemos, again, it says that Yosef died. What's the pshat that Yosef dies twice? So it says the Tzvas Emes, the idea is very simple, that if Yosef belongs to the book of Bereishis, because he's Bechinas, the Avos, and he's also sheiches, he also has a sheiches to the book of Shemos, because why? Because he's related to the Banim, he's related to the Shvatim. So Yosef is that bridge between Avos and Shvatim. An ol is worn on the shoulders and on the neck. Right, the shoulders and the neck are the bridge between Shemayim Va'aretz. We spoke about last time as Yosef HaTzadik, the Mid of Yesod, bridging Shemayim Va'aretz, right, connecting Rosh and Guf, connecting the Seichel and the lower Guf. So the neck and the shoulders serves as that bridge to unite Shemayim v'aretz. And that's why the ol, which is worn by the shur, which is Yosef HaTzadik, is worn on the shoulders and on the neck. And that's also why the stones, right? The stones on the ephod, the stones that were worn on the shoulders, are whose stone? It was the Shoham stone. Why dafka the Shoham stone? On the Choshen you have 12 different stones. Right? One of those stones was selected to be worn as the shoulders of the ephod. Whose stone was it? It was Yosef's stone, the Shoham stone, because Yosef represents the whole concept of shoulders of bearing the yoke, so to speak. Okay, fine. Maybe to connect a little bit to Chodesh Av. Iker kriya shema kabbalas o malchus shemayim. What does it mean to be makabel o malchus shemayim? To be makabel. The key is to be makabel. To be someone on the receiving end and not someone on the on the giving end. To makabel, it's an Indian of shmiya. When a person's right, shema Yisrael, listen up. To listen means to be makabel, to receive. Freifeld talks about the chashivas of listening. It's a lost art, listening. Everyone likes to talk. Everyone likes to have say their opinion. To be makabel is a big Indian. Joey Rosenfeld told me a good story this past Shabbos. I have to tell it just because it's such, the imagery is mind-boggling. Such a cool image in my mind. Rabbi David Aaron was once sent, I believe, by Rav Shlomo Fisher to go to a certain Kabbalah shir. And I'll tell you who was giving the Kabbalah shir at the end of the story. It's like a very secretive shir somewhere in, probably somewhere in Yerushalayim, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, but probably in Yerushalayim. And he walks into this room, goes to this location, the secret location. He walks into the room, and he sees it's a room full of Alter Yidden with long white beards, etc. And the Rebbe is standing in the front giving the shir, and all of a sudden, this younger personality, obviously a chashuv individual, walks in, but someone who is younger than the average person in the room, and everything kind of stops. And the Rebbe lets out a sigh. He signals to him, not saying anything, just signals to him, like, come up to the front of the shir. And he opens up, I guess, the shender that he was standing by, and he takes out an apple. And he's holding it by the stem. It's like dangling the apple in front of his eyes. So Rabbi Aaron is, trying to figure out what to do. What's the test here? So he goes to grab the apple, and the Rebbe pulls back the apple. And he hears, like, everyone in the background, like, that's not the mahalach here. You don't grab the apple. So he picks up the apple again. He's holding it. He's dangling it before his eyes again. And again, he tries to, snatch the apple. Again, the Rebbe, yanks it out of the way. Can't grab the apple. He's trying to figure out, what am I supposed to, no idea what's going on here. Finally, after, standing there for a few seconds and thinking it over, trying to understand, what's the avodah here, he cups his hands, to make, a kli, to receive. And the Rebbe drops the apple into his hands. He says, okay, now go sit down. Now you're ready. So Rabbi Aaron apparently writes this in one of his Sfarim, one of his books, and he says that, people think that Kabbalah, we have these preconceived notions of what Kabbalah is. The whole Indian of Kabbalah is to be Makabel. It's to have a Rebbe who's going to be Makabel from. So essentially he's saying, leave everything at the door. You're not here to take. You're here to receive. So we talk about Shema. We talk about Kabbalah. So Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael. You're not here to be Poel, to be to influence. You're here to be a Makabel, to be a Kli, to receive. So you talk about now Chodesh Av. We talk about the shame Havaya that's sholed in this month. The shame for the month of Av is Hey Vav Yud Hey. Right, everyone knows what I mean by that. In case we don't, I'll quick Chazara. The Bnei Sasfer says, based on earlier sources, every month has a shame Hashem that's connected that month. Yud Kei Vav Kei Kibrit in 12 different ways. Every month has a shame Hashem for that month. So the shame for the month of Av is Hey Vav. Starts off shame Hashem backwards, Hey Vav, and then it switches forward Yud Hey. Right? As Tu B'Av comes, everything's straightening out, things are getting better. So the Bnei Yisrael gives one pasuk by the Makos that alludes to this shame. But other Sfarim bring down a pasuk that says, what? Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayom. Hey Vav Yod Hey. Haskes Ushma Vav Yisrael Yod Hayom. Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayom. So you see the whole Indian, as the Bnei Yisrael does talk about, and as Sefer Yetzirah talks about, the whole Indian of the Chodesh of Av is what? Is Shmiya. Haskis u'shma Yisrael. It's about receiving. It's about being makabel the tochacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The avoda of Tisha B'Av is to sit silently and to try to absorb. not to try to respond to Hashem, you know, why, and ask questions. It's a day of it's a day of utter silence. We don't even greet each other in just a basic Bein Adam L'Chaveiro fashion, because it's a day where we turn inwards. So that's the idea of Ikar Kriya Shema Kabbalis Ol Machas Shemayim Ol Torah Mitzvos. Okay, just to give a general mahalik to where Piece Gimel, I think, is going, based on what we've said previously. I think the first os we said was about Tzur Mera, being menatek oneself from Mitzrayim. The second os we said was already the Madrega of Asay Tov, right, to try to go forward in becoming an Eved Hashem. The third piece, about 5 minutes ago, I was in the library, I think maybe I chapped where this is going. I think the third piece in Tzidkas HaSadik is about being... elevating the mundane, right? Taking something gashmi, which is really, it's a continuation. I mean, it's the next madriga of Asay Tov. There's the mitzvos, right? That's what he was talking about in the previous piece, that knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then being able to do mitzvos, the bracha that comes before the ma'isa by all mitzvos. And now I think we're talking about already Dvarim Shel Rishus, the optional things that a person strives to elevate. Fine. Okay, let's read a little more. Bitzarech Bayom Valayla. But Tzaddik says that what? That Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim takes place by Yom Uvalayla. What's the essence of Kabbalah Sol? Again, it's being Vivatal oneself. Right? Yom plus Laila in Gematria is 131. So it's interesting. Last time we spoke about Lamed Yud Taf. Right? We spoke about the Nukva of the Klipa. So the masculine kalach of negativity in the world is the samach mem aleph lamed, is the shame that's given to the male source of negativity in the world, samach mem aleph lamed. We call it the sam with the samach mem. We don't refer to it by name. The Sfarim say that the gematria of samach mem aleph lamed is 131 also. It's the same gematria as Yom and Laila. And the Sfarim also talk is the same gematria of what? Of Anava. And the Samach Mem is very much the opposite of Anava. It's very much the opposite of Bittul. When we're Mekabel, if we're going to define Yom V'Laila as the moment where we're Mekabel upon ourselves, right, that's the whole reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a day and a night. That there could be a Kriya Shema Shel Yom and a Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So the way to counter the Samach Mem, who we're going to say is obviously completely rooted in Gaiva, in trying to take a person away from Das Elokei Avichav Avdeyu. So the way to counter him, the way to be Makabal ourselves during Yom V'Laila, Gematria 131, and to defeat the Samach Mem, Gematria 131, is through another 131. It's interesting, the Teferis Shmuel of Alexander writes by Chanukah, because I got into Chanukah today. He writes by Chanukah that if you look in Kapitel 131 of Tehillim, Tehillim Parak Kuflam and Aleph, you'll see that it's about another. Which is also very interesting. And it's fitting to say that for Rav Tzadok Shir, because Rav Tzadok writes in Machshavas Chorutz that even the Simanim and Shulchan Aruch have significance, even the Prakim have significance, everything has, you know, super Hashgacha Pratis, like Rav Tzadok talks about. Okay, but anyways, to be a Makabel, to understand what it means to be Makabel upon oneself, O Machu Shemayim, but Yomu V'Layla, it all starts with Bittul. And it makes a lot of sense that, you know, who's the opposite of Bittul? The opposite of Anava. We talk about the opposite of Anava. Who do we talk about? We talk about Amalek. Right? Amalek is Gematria 240, Gematria Ram, right? To be haughty, to be full of oneself. And who's the one who fights against, let's say it differently. What month do we go out to fight against Amalek in the Torah? Anyone know? What? Iyar. We fight Amalek in Iyar. Look in B'nai Yisachar by Iyar. He talks about we fight against Amalek in Iyar. And interesting, what's the mazel for the month of Iyar? The shore. That's everything we're saying. Right? Who fights against Amalek? Yoshua. From who? From Ephraim, from Yosef. Right? To be makabel upon oneself the old, to be like the shore who bears the old. Right? Kishor the old, like the Lashon of the Gemara was in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei. So the whole inyan of being mavata oneself, to be makabel, a true old Malchus Shemayim. Right? Shema, Rosh Hashanah, is old Malchus Shemayim. To counter the Samach Mem, by Yomu V'Layla, is dafka through to be mevatel the koach of Amalek is dafka with the midah of Shur and Kabbalah Sol. Okay, just to add maybe two other quick ramazim. So Rav Wolfson writes in his Vaanit Tefila on page 13 and 14 of the skinny edition. He quotes from the Chassam Sofer that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is b'gematria v'yavo Amalek v'ilachim Yisrael b'refidim. Shema Yisrael, it's Gematria Shmos Perak Yizayin, V'yavu Amalek V'yilachim B'Yisrael B'Refidim. Now the truth is, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is what in Gematria 1118. It's a good number to know. Got another number, 1118. This pasuk by Amalek is 1340. So how does the Chassam Sofer work out this cheshbon? So this is an interesting klal. I've never seen this anywhere else. This is the only place I've seen it used by the Chassam Sofer, and specifically in Rav Wolfson. I've never seen it anywhere else in Chassam Sofer. Not that I've seen so much Chassam Sofer, but I never. This is an interesting klal to know about. If you have a big letter in the Torah, how do you cheshbon the gematria? So he says a big letter is we view it four times whatever its regular value is. So the big dalet in Shema does not take on the numerical equivalent of four; it takes on the numerical equivalent of 16. The big ayin in Shema is not 70, but rather it's 280. Right. So if you replace the dalet and the ayin with these, instead of just being four, you make it 16, and you make the ayin into 280. So it comes out 1340. Which again is gematria of Yavo Amalek Vilachim Yisrael Berfidim. But I have my own remez that I just want to share with you, and then we'll move on. And that is, we know that the essence of Amalek is defined by the pasuk at the end of Bishalach, where it says what? Kiyad al Kiska, Rochamo la Hashem ba Amalek Midor Dor. So if you take that pasuk, Kiyad al Kiska, Rochamo la Hashem ba Amalek Midor Dor, there's 10 words in the pasuk. The pasuk itself is 1108 in gematria. Plus the 10 words of the pasuk is 1118. So it's another very nice remez is to show that Amalek is connected Kriya Shema. Right? Again, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is 1118. Ki Yad al Keska Melchama Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. Plus the 10 words of the pasuk is also 1118. So again, you see that Amalek is the opposite of Bittul. It's the opposite of Anava, and it's the opposite of Kabbalah Somach Hashemayim. Okay, let's go weiter now and get into something very practical in Avodas Hashem. Says Rav Tzaduk. Right? It's not about Yom V'Layla in a very rigid sense. It's more about B'shach B'chav Kumecha. So when man goes through his changes, the Yav is man b'zem yishum da boker v'erev heim shinuyim ba'olam v'lo ba'adam. Because boker and erev is when the world is changing. We're not interested when the world is changing. We're interested when we're changing. Vayadai v'kabbalah achas l'shneim. It would have been enough to be makabel right one time, and that would have been enough. So rather, what's the focus? Rak mipnei hashinuyim sheba'adam. The ikar is that we focus on the change of man. As Jews, it's very important, especially guys who are interested in learning, it's important to remember that as Jews, our avoda is not one-dimensional. Right? Sometimes we get into we think that learning is everything, and it, to a degree it is, Talmud Torah and Gula. But it's important to know that we have different avodas that we need to sometimes live with. And it's important to make that a luchachila, not that learning is the ikar, learning is everything. When I have to go do a chesed, so that's already a bidyavid type of avoda. And because of that, you already come into the avoda, you come into anything other than learning with the wrong attitude. And if you can't relate to this, then I'm just giving myself mussar. So to me, this is a big inyan. That I want to be learning. That's what I enjoy the most. I get the most geschmack out of it. Right? Even though, obviously, I would, if someone asked me, would you rather be a Talmud Chacham or a Tzaddik? Not that those two are mutually exclusive, but everyone, I think, understands what I mean. To be someone who just knows a lot of Torah, to be someone who maybe is not the biggest bucky in the Svarim, per se, but someone who's a Tzaddik, Someone who, not that it has to be one or the other. I would definitely pick Tzaddik. There's no question about it. I'd rather give up the Torah and be someone who lived the life of a serious Eved Hashem than to just be someone who has the book knowledge. But anyways, it's important that it's a lichachila by us to recognize that the avoda sometimes changes. Say for avodas pnim, which I highly recommend. So he says in the very first section, the section is called Yisodei Avoda Pnimis. He says in Oschaf the following. It's kedai to read a little inside. He says, Ein shu minia la'adam mi'avodas Hashem Yisparach. He says there's never a moment in the life of a Jew where he feels that he's taken away from avodas Hashem. Ah, there's times when, what do you mean? There's so many times when I'm interrupted from my avodas Hashem. So he says, it depends on your attitude. El shebishas dochak ein ha'adam yachol la'avodas Hashem, ba'osa sug avoda, avdus shebishas menucha. The way I serve Hashem when I'm busy is not the same way I serve Hashem when I have all the free time in the world. Va'avdus mishtane oz ba'ofen v'seder acher. And the avoda changes, right? It's not the day that changes. The day... The sun sets, the sun rises, that's not the focus. The focus is when I'm called upon to do a different type of avoda, and I'm mekabel that avoda. This is what it means. Kabbalah or machshmaim, shmiya. Right? To just be mekabel, Hashem's message. You want me to do this? Fine, I'm mekabel. Not to ask the questions. Like a person who changes out of one garment and puts on another garment. Is Yavamis a more chashir mesechta than Megillah because it's harder? Does that make it a better mesechta? I know in certain circles, it's considered more chashuv. But is that the pnimis? He says it's all Torah Hashem. Kamokin and the Kuda Penimus Shalavodaso Yisbarach, who Tamid Bechol Makum Bechol Zman. Avodas Hashem is applicable at all times, he says. El Shalavush Mishtana Lefi Makum Vazman Vamatzav. Right? The Levush changes on the outside. Of course, the pasuk "Upashav es begadav v'levash begadim acherim," and now look what he says. He says, "Lamashal, ima adam b'menucha b'li tirdos." If a person has all the time in the world, so what should his ikar avodah be? Oz avodaso lasuk b'torah kol hayom. Ukeshu tard b'asaka. But if a person is very busy with his business dealings, or b'yisurim v'agmas nefesh chas v'shalom, so what's his avodah then? Oz avodaso b'tachon v'schazkus u'tzapos l'chaste Hashem esbarach. So then the avodah becomes what? Longing for the salvation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's working on b'tachon. It's working on patience. It's working on chesed. It's working on tefillah. Other things that, you know, my mind is not in the place to learn Torah right now. Focus on Hashem, you're the one who could save me. That's my avoda in that moment. And he says there's no difference between a mesechta kal and mesechta chamura. It's all Torah Hashem b'pnimis. And then he says the following. Listen to this final line. And the king says, I'm commanding you to do a specific type of avodah. And you decide, you know, king, I want to do a different type of avodah. Something that's even more chamor. Something that's seemingly better. You know, king, you'll like this better. Hashem, you'll like this better. I know how much you love learning. So I'm going to dafka reject the avodah that's being asked of me at that moment. So he says what? He says, a person who does this is nikra mori b'malchus chas v'shalom. You say, king, the king says, bring me vanilla ice cream. I always use this mashal, I don't know why. Bring me vanilla ice cream. And you know the king loves chocolate ice cream. It happens to be he's in the mood for vanilla ice cream then. So you go and you bring him chocolate ice cream. Because I know you love chocolate ice cream so much more than vanilla ice cream. So the king says, get out of here, Morib Malchus, off with your head. I asked for, that's not what I asked for right now. So a Jew has to recognize there's no menios in Avodas Hashem. It's just a question of what? He needs to ask himself, Ha'adam Tamid, right? Tzarech Ha'adam Tamid Lishmoa Belibo, listen. Mahu Ratzon Hashem Achsha. That's the question. What is the Avodah that's being asked of me right now? The first Majlis Rebbe was once visited by a chassid, and the chassid wanted to know if he should go into business. He writes this in Parshas Noach, page 25 of the Old Divrei Yisrael. So he says, right? He said, you know, is it appropriate for me to, is it for a chassidish guy, is it appropriate to go into business? So the Majlis Rebbe said, Vada, it's good for a chassid to be involved in derech eretz, in business. And look, listen to this line: Umisha Omer she'eno rota lasok b'masa v'matan. A person who says that I don't want to be involved in business, machbas shu menia la'avdus, because it takes away from my avodas Hashem, eino yodeya b'derech chassidus klal. He doesn't know the first thing about being a chassid. If you think chassidus can only take place when a person's in a makom Torah, a makom tefillah, he says you don't know the first thing about chassidus. And then he says as follows. He says sometimes when a person goes out to work and then he comes back, and he can only chop, you know, a few minutes of learning, and he's back and forth, and he's, you know, he's running between his boss and his work and his chavrus and his wife and his kids. Sometimes he says that's over a greater cheshik for learning, because we have all the time in the world. So then, okay, so then you sit around, you're hocking around, and you're being mavatal half the time. Because you think, I have all this time in the world. My morning seder is 4 hours long, so if I get 2 hours, that's already more than the businessman who's only getting these 2 hours to begin with. So he says, that's a mistake, right? That's a mistake. And the reality is, sometimes a person gets a greater cheshek in learning because he's back and forth. And he says in Parshas Noach, he says, that's the pshat. Noach is what? But Yishlach is the orev. He sends out the orev, and the orev is coming and going, and he sends it out, and right, it comes back. He says, when a Jew is coming and going, like this orev, it's going back and forth. He's running back and forth from his business to his home, to his chavrusa and everything else. So sometimes that leads to what? The orev. What's orev? Arevna. It's lashon of arev, it's a sweetness. Sometimes the sweetness of Torah comes what? Dafka through, again, that struggle. So a person who thinks, oh, it's a meniyah, it takes away from my avodas Hashem. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to serve him in different ways at different times, like the famous Pachad Yitzchak, right, in letter 94, where the person asks, you know, is it a contradiction to be a professional who's also a committed Ben Torah? So, right, the famous line from Rav Hunder, he said, no, it's not considered a double life, it's a broad life. It's not a contradiction. If you're able to tie the two together, if you're able to be the doctor who says to heal him for his patients every time before he performs surgery, that's a very broad life. It's not a contradiction. It's not a stira. Right? It's a person who understands that Avodas Hashem can take on many different forms. I'll just tell you one other vart on this idea, and that is the idea of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in Ruach Chaim, He says this is really the pshat when the Mishnah says Yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz. Right, so we think Yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz means what? It's good to learn and it's good to earn a little bit, and that's sort of what we've been saying. Rav Chaim Volozhiner takes it one step further. He says Yafa Talmud Torah im derech eretz means what? It means it's good to have thoughts of Talmud Torah b'shas derech eretz, meaning while you're at work. Obviously, you have to be careful. Some sfarim talk about this from Chaim Volozhiner from a halachic perspective. Meaning if a person's working, I'm not really allowed to be, you know, I can't take away from my working time to be learning. But to some degree recognize that the working can be an expression of Talmud Torah. So Yafa Talmud Torah, it's good to have thoughts of Talmud Torah b'shas derech eretz. And that really ties us back to where we started with Yosef Atzadik. That a Jew has the ability to what? To be Makasher Shamayim Varetz. That I can be living in the Gashmi world, I can be so much connected. Rav Gifter used to say, it's a great Varet, Rav Left quotes from Rav Gifter. In one of his sarim, Rav Gifter used to say, "Kadosh Baruch Hu was osik in creating everything physical." So, and we're supposed to be like Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that means we're also supposed to be osik in everything physical. The goal is obviously to elevate it. But if you think like physicality is, you know, it's pas nish. Kadosh Baruch Hu was osik in everything physical, and our avodah in this world is to mimic Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that means we have a chiyuv to, right, to be like Hashem means to be osik in physicality, to be involved in the world. But anyways, just to go back to Yosef Etzadik, right? Yosef Etzadik is the one who's mekasher shemayim v'aretz. So Chiddush Yerim says, Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem v'aretz nasan livnei Adam. Beautiful word, Chiddush Yerim al Torah. Hashemayim shemayim l'Hashem, the heavens are already heavenly. V'aretz nasan livnei Adam, meaning what? V'aretz nasan livnei Adam l'asosam shemayim. Hashem gave us the aretz to make it into a shemayim. The shemayim is naturally shemayim. The aretz was given to man to make it into shemayim. That's the avod of a man, to recognize that everything in the physical world gives me an opportunity to serve a Kodesh Baruch. Okay, let's go on now. And this is the part I think I finally just chapped, where Tzaddik says for this last piece. Good, so now, so it's the shinuyim within man that we're focused on. Shebayom kam va'osik v'malachto. So in the morning he gets up, he goes to work, v'tzarech kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, needs to be makabal ol upon himself. He used to be like David HaMelech. David HaMelech is described in Sefer Shmuel as a maskil, as a person of deep understanding. Maskil David b'yosef b'aras fila. Like it says, right, what happened in the Mara? What happened in that cave? The famous medrash about what the spider, right, made a web in front of the cave and it saved him from Shaul. And he understood, oh, the lowly spider has a purpose. A maskil is a person who recognizes that everything in the world has purpose. So I thought you could say maskil, right, David being described as a maskil, the one who's dancing wildly in front of the Aron. And Michal looks at him and says, what are you doing? That's not how a king acts. Right? You're a Ben Torah. What is this wild dancing? And he says, no, this is also a Vodas Hashem. I'm a maskil. Maskil is Rashi Tevos, Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim. Because a maskil understands that everything can be a Vodas Hashem, that everything can be L'Shem Shemayim. And I wanted to say once a Vart that I'm very nervous to say, because I'm not sure if it's Emes, and I'm speaking against, you know, Gedolim by saying such a thing. But Michal Bashal, what was her punishment? When she was Mezalzel David's Avoda, and she says, this is not how a Torah Jew acts. Right? What was her punishment? So the pasuk says she didn't have any more kids. Different opinions in the Mefarshim and Chazal, what that means, either she never had another child, or she died giving birth one last time. Right? But there's a pagam, the pagam that she had in making fun of David as a maskil, somehow turned into a pagam in what? In the area of pru or vu. Something went wrong with her ability to have children. And I think the pshat might be like this. If you think about it, why is pru or vu the first mitzvah of the Torah? And not only that, it's the first mitzvah after we got the Torah. What happens right after Kabbalah's the Torah? Hashem says, Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, what? Go back to your tents. The Chazal say that means what? Everyone left Matan Torah and went home and was intimate with their wives. That's what you got out of Kabbalah's the Torah? You should have run to the base medrash. Should have been an all-night mishmar. Everyone should be going to, you know, to learn, to daven. Everyone goes home to be with their wives. And the answer is yes, because you can understand what Torah is. Shemayim, Shemayim, Hashem, Ba'aretz, the son of Bnei Adam, to turn it into Shemayim. So you can take the most Gashmi act in the world. And that's the foundation of Judaism. That's the first thing they did after Kabbalah's the Torah. It's the first mitzvah of the Torah and the minyan of mitzvahs to show that what? That you understand that the physicality can be elevated. So perhaps, and it's chutzpah for me to say it against Michal Bashal, right? But perhaps that's the pshat.
that because she was mezalzel David Melch, she says, I don't understand this type of avoda, that you could take something so physical, right? You're dancing like the king. How can a king dance like that? Her punishment is what? Her punishment is you've lost the ability to be a part of Pru Revu, because you don't appreciate what it means to be a maskil, to unite Shemayim Varetz. Kol Masach Yilushem Shemayim, Rosh Yitev was maskil. Okay, fine, good. So let's go back on. So now, so a person goes to Malacha and he's Mekabel Ol. He says Shema before he goes to work. Should call Maisav Yulashem Shemayim, that everything you should do, you should be a maskil, like David HaMelech. To know that whether I'm a king in the palace or I'm dancing in front of the Aron, it's all Avodas Hashem. It doesn't matter if it's a hard Masechta or an easy Masechta, it's all Avodas Hashem. Kamosha Amarun Erevin, Anan Poale Diyamama. We are workers of the day. What does that mean? Look what this means. What does it mean to be a poel yamama? A worker of the day. Kepoel ma'osim alacha, shekol ma'aseim la'adon. What does it mean to work for the day? Right? To work for the day means that I can turn everything I do during the day into avodas Hashem. And I think this is the part which I think I chap tonight. You know, tell me if you think this is what Rav Tzadik is saying. Va'afilu b'birchas ha'mazon mekatzer b'shvil avodasa. The Gemara says that a person who's working is able to say a shorter birchas hamazon in order to get back to work right away. So I think this is a pshat. I think Rav Tzadok is saying that what? If you're the type, if you're a poel diyamama, if you're someone who understands that I can elevate my work because I was mekabel ol before I went to work, so Rav Tzadok is saying that what? You can even cut your birchas hamazon short. Because there's no difference. Like getting back to your work is on par with Birchas HaMazon. I think that's what he's saying. V'afilu Birchas HaMazon mekatzer b'shvil avodaso. What do you mean avodaso? Avodaso is talking about going back to work. But again, if you're living with that outlook, that the work itself is kadosh, so I don't need a whole lot. I still need to say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I still need to do something. You know, mitzad the mid of a kar satov, I need to say something. But in lav dafka, I need to say a full Birchas HaMazon. I'll go back to chopping wood. That's also avodas Hashem. And he says, what happens at night? At night it gets even harder. Right, because by work I'm still osik in some type of avoda. Now I come home from work and I'm sitting on the couch, I'm relaxing, or I'm lying in bed about to fall asleep. Can that also be avodas Hashem? Says there's something. Yes, that can also be avodas Hashem. Right, sor meirav, os aleph, ase tov, os beis, elevating even dvarim shel rishus, os gimel, uvelaila. I need to recheck in with the Kaddish Baruch. I need to take another Kabbalah. I need to say Shema again. That even when I'm lying in bed, this is also what is Hashem. The foundation of what is Hashem, to know who I'm lying. This is the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. Right? How to sleep like a Jew. How to lie in bed like a Jew. It's the same thing. It's mamash one and the same with the first mitzvah of Pru Revu. To lie in bed like a Jew. Whether you're by yourself, whether you're with your ishto, right? Aldim b'ishto. To lie in bed like a Jew. V'zem malacha yoser gedola. And this is even harder. Right? Because now your mamash, you're relaxing, you're lying in bed, you're falling asleep at night. And that's also avodas Hashem? Yeah, with the right kavana, that's also avodas Hashem. Kamosha shamati bezel apostle. Rav Tzadok writes in Tzidkas HaTzadik at least 60 times the lashon of shamati. This is the first time it appears. Next time it appears will be in Os Vav. And he adds it throughout the Sefer. Pashat Psha, when he says shamati, probably means he heard it from the Ishmael Rebbe. That was his Rebbe. That's the one who turned him on to Chassidus. That's who he's mevatel himself to. Pashat Psha, shamati means the Ishmael Rebbe, but I'm not positive. Some of the Varlach that he quotes when he says shamati, you can actually find in the Svarim of Ishbitz. Other ones, you know, it's unclear. I don't know if he quotes him by name anywhere in Tzidkas HaTzadik. I haven't been through the whole Sefer. I don't think he does, but I'm not sure. So he says, this is the Psha in the Pasuk. Vayachalom Yaakov. The Pasuk doesn't actually say Vayachalom Yaakov, but the Pasuk says, I'll just read you the Lashon of the Pasuk, Vayachalom v'nei sula mutzav arza v'rosho megiya shamayma. That even b'shas chalomos, I can have a shaykhis to what? To sula mutzav arza v'rosho megiya shamayma. Again, to connect shamayim v'aretz, even in a moment when a person is falling asleep and having a dream. Shemeyachalomos nikar ma'ilas ha'adam. From a person's dreams, you can see what type of Jew he is. Wrote a sefer called Divrei Chalomos, which records his dreams between the years of when he was 22 years old was when he started recording his dreams. The first one that we find, the youngest one we find, is in 1845 at age 22 through 1883. and he records dreams and things that were revealed to him based on Tanakh and Gemaras and all sorts of. It's a wild sefer. It's called Divrei Chalomos. But he tells us, obviously not referring to himself in his humility, but it's certainly certainly autobiographical, certainly true. Shemei Chalomos Nikor Malas Adam. What you dream about defines what type of Jew you are. Because it defines what you're thinking about by day, and it defines, you know, where your mind is when you're falling asleep. Right? Can I be an Eved Hashem when I'm doing nothing? We said the story last night in the Reveli Melech Shir. Reveli Melech Lezhensk was lying in bed. He went to sleep after he had been appointed Rebbe. And the Chassidim were disappointed. Some of the other big Rebbes at the time were disappointed that he was spending his time sleeping. So they said to Reb Zusha, go wake up your brother. So Reb Zusha went over to the mezuzah, and he put his hand over the mezuzah, and Reveli Melech woke up. So he said, what's the pshat? He says, a Jew, when he's awake, he's constantly thinking, Shavisi Hashem Lenek Ditamech. When he's sleeping, he's somech on the mezuzah to maintain his connection, the shakai on the outside of the mezuzah, maintains his connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I knew if I covered over shakai, I would sever the connection that my brother has to Kadosh Baruch Hu at that moment, and the Rabbi Melech would wake up. And that's what he did. He woke up. And then the Chassidim said, oh, you know, he's a good rabbi. But the goal is that even b'shas chalomos, the person's lying in bed, you're still maintaining a connection. It says somewhere in the back of the P.S.S. Derech HaMelech, not sure exactly where, something along the lines that Bachrim, that he describes, that the Bachrim used to be able, when they were sleeping, that their yarmulke, no matter what, would never fall off their head. They had such a kesher of Yiras Shemayim, even in sleep, that even if, like, you know, physics would dictate that the yarmulke should fall off, it didn't fall. Somehow it stayed on. Because a person who's connected, there's a marsha at the end of Masechta Shabbos that says something along the lines of the bigger your yarmulke is, the bigger your Yiras Shemayim you are. I'll show you that marsha if anyone wants to see it. So it's not exactly what he says. But the idea is that, right, that maintaining one's yarmulke, being able to keep one yarmulke on when you're sleeping, shows what type of person you are. The thoughts you have when you're falling asleep, the dreams that a person has, tells you what type of person you are. So when he's eino osek klom, when he's lying in bed, vayanosav rak vinei Hashem nitzav alav, if Hashem is still standing over you, if the sulam is still mutav arsa, rosh megi hashamayim, if the kasher of Yosef HaTzadik is still connected at that time, so that defines a tzadik. Uvidavar, look what he says, he concludes, we'll conclude the piece, uvidavar zet tzadikim ma'atim, shenisparu kein. Rav Tzadok tells us, don't feel depressed or despondent if you're not in this category. There are only few tzaddikim who are zochet to such a level. We say Ashkivenu l'shalom, we should be able to sleep in peace, right? To sleep with a connection to shalom. Shalom is the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Sefer Shoftim, Parag Vav. So to maintain a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in sleep. Just one quick mice about Rav Tzadok's dreams. When Rav Tzadok was about 6 years old, he lost his father. How did he lose his father? If anyone remembers the Rav Tzadok shir from last year, we told this story. Rav Tzadok one time was walking in the marketplace, lost in his thoughts, and a caravan came by and crashed into him, and he was badly injured. The rest of his life, Rav Tzadok, we don't have any pictures of him. Joey Rosenfeld always says, if there's one tzaddik he can see a picture of, he'd like to see it, Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok was known. He had a scar on his nose and on his forehead for the rest of his life from this incident. When his father heard that his son had almost been trampled to death in the street, his father was so in love with his own son that he became very sick from the whole experience. Just the pachad of, nearly losing his son. And eventually that illness would take his life. So Rav Tzadok ended up moving in with his uncle, who was the author of a sefer called Kapo Zav. And he traveled around at one point to raise money for his farm, to sell his farm. So his uncle disappeared for about 6 months. No one knew where he was. He told Rav Tzadok, as a young boy, had a dream. He said, I'll try to find out, where the uncle is. He had a dream. It was revealed to him that his uncle was in Krynek. And he went to check it out. And he says, you'll see. He said to the kids, to the wife, our uncle's in Krynek, and we'll go to Krynek. You'll see, he took a position in Krynek as Rav. He was offered a position. That's where he's been. He hasn't been able to contact us yet. But let's travel to Krynek. We'll find him there. He's the new Rav in Krynek, and we'll pick up and move there. And Kachava, they moved to Krynek, and the uncle was there. They finally found him after these 6 months. And Rav Tzadok eventually became known as the Eloi of Krynek. That's one of the names that he had as a young boy. But obviously, even from a very young age, he was dreaming. At age 22, he's already writing down these dreams. And if you want to see more about his dreams, you can look in the Sefer Divrei Chalomos. But either way, we should try to internalize this message of, again, accepting the avoda, no matter what it is, at any time. That's what it means to be makabel. That's the avoda of Av. Right, the avod of Shmiya, Haskis Ushma Yisrael Hayom, and Namir Tzashem, if we're Makabal, right, Makabal the Gaulis, we don't fight the Gaulis, but we're Makabal the Gaulis, so then we'll be Zoch to Makabal the Geulah, and here will be Amenu Amen.